Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, so I think the number on the Broncos-Giants game, so it was 19-0 Giants going into the fourth. Giants scored 13 points in the fourth and lost.
Never seen anything like it.
They gave up 33 points in one quarter.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah. I was sitting there watching that while I was actually watching the red zone. And so, you know, and then I ended up flipping over to that game and just watching it. But because I think we had the Bo Nix tip touchdown pass, right? And that was the one, if I'm not mistaken, made it 19-8. And you're like, oh, and then New York got their own tip touchdown pass. And you're like, oh, it's 26 to 8. 26-8. You're like, oh, that's the ball game with like 10 minutes left to play.
Yeah, once the Giants went down and got that other touchdown, it was like, okay.
Yeah
26. They were filing out of what do they call it now? Invesco Field
at Mile High. I think you believe it.
So the number is trailing by 18 points in the final 6 minutes of the fourth quarter. Since the merger of 1970, teams were 2 and 3,677.
Yeah, like,
and that, Broncos being one of the two. So the other team was the 2003 Colts.
And Bo Nix in that offense, it's terrible. So maddening if you're a Bronco fan. Like, I don't know how to put, like, Bo Nix is not bad. Okay, he's not a bad quarterback, but as I've stated many times, we love to try to make quarterbacks so much better than they are, especially when they have some success early. Bo Nix is not a great quarterback and probably isn't going to be a great quarterback. He just is he's a middle of the road sort of guy that occasionally can get hot and he can make some plays with his legs. And for three quarters, he goes through these stretches where the Broncos offense and he especially are just terrible. Because if you watch that game at all, I mean, they did nothing for three quarters, and then all of a sudden he turned into Joe freaking Montana.
Well, it was the Giants.
Ah, that's true.
I mean, that last...
The Giants actually has the Giants have a really good pass rush.
I know, but how does... I don't understand This happens all the time, where a team suddenly has to get into field goal range, so they change up their offense and, you know, actually sling it down the field.
And it works.
And it instantly works.
Because
like, Nix threw two... What did he throw? I think he threw two passes to get into field goal range, or was it three?
I think it was.
They were on their own, like.
It was big chunk plays.
And I'm talking about the last one.
The last one. Yeah, it was four plays. So it was 29-yard pass. And then you had the 5-yard penalty because Burns, I don't think, could get back on side. And then a 22-yard pass. Yeah, so just
three?
The two.
Two.
No, yeah. They had the 29-yard pass, the penalty, and then a 22-yard pass, and then
two passes.
Field goal. That's it.
I just don't understand how teams. I don't know.
And you knew it was going to happen the moment the shaky kicker for the Giants. Yeah. And you're like, oh yeah, that's
they just lost.
Yeah, it's guaranteed loss. Yep. Guaranteed that's a whoopsie. God. And then of course the one thing like Jackson Dart, who again has played pretty good. Again, he's not a world beater, but this is 2 weeks in a row that Jackson Dart has looked like you've got something cooking there in New York. And the one thing you can't do is throw a quick interception. And what does he do? The interception. And you're just like, ah, what are you doing? Oh, it's just, it's maddening, absolutely maddening to watch that thing. And yet it feels like in the NFL, like no lead is safe anymore, unless you're like, you know, playing the Raiders or something. But it used to be like when you got down by two scores in the NFL, it felt like the game was over. Dude, it is not like that anymore, especially with how good kickers are, the way the kickoff is, and more people getting the ball on the 35-40 yard line. The rules, obviously, with pass interference, that it's set up to throw the ball. It just doesn't feel like leads are safe anymore in the National Football League. Just doesn't.
Well, the Giants are a special kind of... I mean, they're playing better. And they've got, you know, like you said, they've got some things cooking. Yeah. They like Dart. He gives them a chance. Yeah. Scataboo, and, you know.
But they were...
But they're so Giants-y. Like, they're kind of like a good version of the Jets.
Yes. they were mere seconds away from having back-to-back wins against, at the time, what we thought was the best team in the NFC, and maybe still is, the Eagles, and then a very respectable AFC team in the Denver Broncos. For a team that was on its deathbed, that lost to the freaking New Orleans Saints, they should have had back-to-back wins over the Eagles and the Broncos, and they somehow managed to fumble that away in the most Giants way possible, because you got a guy number 99 kicking. The moment I saw him walk out there with 99, I'm like, who is this donkey?
Where's their kicker?
I think he's hurt, and so this is a guy they brought in. And he's just, you could see it. That guy didn't even want to kick. He was peeing down his leg before he went out there.
Would you ever go for two in that scenario? Because if you do,
yeah,
you probably win the game.
You can't, because then you open yourself up to the field goal beats you.
Well, the field goal beat him anyway.
No one's expecting the donkey to miss the extra point.
But
it's
why
an
not?
Extra point.
He's a backup kicker. And extra points they've made further out. They're, what are they, 30?
Yeah, they're 30, 35-yard field goals now. But yeah, those are gimmies.
They miss them. They're not always gimmies. Evidenced by the fact that he missed it.
No, you can't go for two there. Under any circumstances, you can't go
for
two.
Yeah, he would get...
You
raked
get,
over
you
the coals.
Murdered.
Although Dable. Dude, that, I would love to see Brian Dable behind closed doors. You know that guy. He barely keeps it together on the sideline. And even he doesn't really even keep it together on the sideline.
No.
I want to see that dude full meltdown mode behind closed doors.
I don't know how you lose that game. And I am assuming they're not going to get fired, because it does feel like there's some positive momentum. We'll see how the rest of the season goes. I think Jackson could have saved his job, but... My God, that is one we were talking about with Schultzy, that Mariner loss is going to haunt him. If Brian Dable ends up getting fired, that game and that fourth quarter will end up haunting him forever. That is as bad of a loss as you could conceivably have.
They might fold the franchise that one.
At least you're not the Jets, because the Giants, at least, if you're a New York fan.
Yeah, the Jets are just...
Yeah, the Giants have something going where it feels like... One, you have a really, really good pass rush. That defensive line is nasty. Spider Burns and Thibodeau and Lawrence, like, that's a really good front. And, you know, I don't think Scataboo's anything like special, but Scataboo's got some juice to him right now, and it feels like maybe you've got some hope at quarterback. That's a guy that could maybe be the guy. If you're the Jets, I don't know what you're holding on to. Have you seen the kid leaving the Jets game? Have you heard that?
No.
Do we have that? I bet we do in the system somewhere.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so they, after this last Jets disaster.
So they lost to the Panthers.
They lost to the Panthers.
At home.
I would like to point out, by the way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
and T's apply. In app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Carolina Panthers have the same record as Kansas City Chiefs.
Are the Panthers 4-3?
Yeah, the Panthers are 4-3.
Wow. And the Bears are 4-2, aren't they?
They might be 5. Let me look and see what the Bears are. Yeah, they're 4-2.
4-2.
Yeah, they're 4-2. But yes, your Carolina Panthers.
Patriots are 5-2.
Yeah. And speaking of a team that feels like they've got their guy, Drake May.
Oh, he's awesome.
Drake May looks really good.
I asked
this
while you were gone. If you redraft last year,
yeah.
Are you taking May?
100%.
So May over Daniels.
Yes.
May over Williams.
Yes.
Caleb Williams.
Yes.
And May over Nix.
Yes. Nix isn't even in that conversation. And by the way, the Jaden Daniels thing, it's not, I mean, he's been beat up and now he's got the hamstring thing. And, you know, there's some other circumstances going on there in Washington. But what we warned you at the start of the year that the people that were on the Commanders thing, be careful. Last year was one of those weird, funky years where they were winning a lot of close games. You know, they converted like 87% of their fourth downs. And Daniels, as good as he was kind of getting by on scrambling around. And it's just kind of one of those that felt like maybe there was some regression. And by the way, Jaden Daniels should be fine. That guy's going to be really good, I think. But you watch him play, it's not as accurate. Some of the mechanics are a little wonky. Just be careful, again, anointing people. And that's the same thing you can say for Drake May. But Drake May right now got some Andrew Luck going on. And the Commanders are stoked about their guy. But yes, I think if New England were redrafting and you gave them the choice, I think they would take Drake May over Jaden Daniels. But yeah, the Jets are, I don't know what they're doing, but they caught a young Jets fan who was about 15 maybe, coming out of the Jets game, and they were interviewed him, and it is the saddest, but also the most authentic sports fan you will ever hear in your entire life.
He's only 15?
Yeah, he's about 15.
So
he's young.
Has he ever seen the Jets good?
No. No. And he'll let you know.
And he's already depressed about it at 15? Why not interview a 90-year-old Jets fan? He's got some tales.
No. Because the 90-year-old Jets fan at least is, you know, they've been to the
playoffs. Joe Namath.
Yeah, Joe Namath been to the playoffs a couple times with Sanchez, and there was some hope, Bart Scott and those guys. This kid, and he talks about it. He didn't make the choice. He was not he did not choose to be a Jets fan. No. He was born into this.
Okay, one sec, I've got it here.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I hate this team. I was born into this, and I'm not going to ever... I'm always a Jets fan, but, like, I hate this team.
That is the most Jets fan of all time.
Yeah.
Was born... He didn't have a choice.
That's a young fella.
He was born into it.
That's a young fella who is learning what we talked about for most of the first hour of our show, and that is that sports... rips your heart out way more often than it brings you joy.
Just
welcome to the club,
I love
kid.
That he's like, I will always love them, but I need it one more time.
I hate this team. I was born into this, and I'm not going to ever... I'm always a Jets fan, but, like, I hate this team.
I love that.
We probably have a drop in there, don't we?
I would think so. I hate this team. The Jets, Aaron Glenn, someone needs to get that kid like assigned something. Like,
well, the disgust when he trails off at the end is what I love the most.
Yeah.
The disgust of like he was trying to come up with something else to say.
And there was nothing.
And he couldn't. He's like, you know what? I am so I hate this team.
It reminded me of the kid with the chicken. It's chicken.
I hate this team. I was born into this, and I'm not going to ever... I'm always a Jets fan, but, like, I hate this team.
I just hate this team.
It's chicken.
It's the same. He's like, he's trying to describe how much he loves chicken. It's chicken. It's the same sort of thing. He doesn't know why. He just hates this team.
So, two things. One, the Jets owner said that Aaron Glenn, he gave him the old...
Oh, yeah, he crapped all over Justin Fields.
Gave him the old vote of confidence, Aaron Glenn, but he did not like, or does not like, Justin Fields. He said, this is the owner of the Jets. It's hard when you have a quarterback with the rating that we've got. He has the ability, but something is not jiving. If you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results across the league. You have to play consistently at that position, and that's what we're going to try to do for the remainder of the season.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Tyrod Taylor.
That is brutal.
Is that right, Tyrod Taylor?
Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, that's who they would go with?
Yeah. By the way, when Tyrod Taylor is your savior, you done stepped in it. But when's the last time you heard an owner just neuter? It was like the
They were asking him about his coach.
Yeah, and somehow he was like, "No, the quarterback's the problem."
So
it's like a WNBA exit interview. They're just going after people.
The other one is Russell Wilson and Sean Payton.
Yeah.
So Russell Wilson called Sean Payton classless, and he said he's not surprised. That's because after the game, where Sean Payton and Denver came back and beat the Giants. Mm-hmm. Payton said, I have a ton of respect for the Giants organization. I spent four of my early years there coordinating a Super Bowl. First game in this stadium before 9/11. I'm close with Mara and the Tisch family. They found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mara not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that change wouldn't happen, would have happened long after our game, end quote. In other words, we wanted to see Russell Wilson, not Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
And Wilson wrote on X, he said, classless, but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 years later through the media. Yikes. Hashtag let's ride.
Peyton was the head coach of Bounty Gate under Greg Williams when they were there in New Orleans. So I like the little...
Yikes.
Yeah, taking some shots. And by the way, Sean Payton is classless. Don't get it wrong. That guy's a total douche. But... So is Russell
Wilson.
It's a
douche off.
It is a douche off.
Who wins that battle?
Really, he's not a nice Kevin James like the movie portrayed?
Oh, dude, Sean Payton is a terrible person. Dude, that guy is straight up NFL a-hole.
Well, but, it may be for another day, but is Denver's defense,
I don't know, man. Denver is...
I don't think they're as good as people say they
are. They're not. And they're, they are... I don't know what to make of them. They're 5-2. And it's a good team, but and they're first place in that division. Boy, I'm pulling the Ed Rooney. I don't trust them as far as I can throw them, and I shouldn't throw anyone with my bad knee.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.